League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Hey, ladies. Hey, gentlemen. What's up? Welcome in. It's Monday. We're recording on a Monday. This hasn't happened in a hot little skinny minute. Well, last week we did, but this is like our normal recording Monday. We're on a schedule.
Yes.
Who are we?
I know.
I don't know.
Who are we?
I was going to tell you, before we do our show today, I saw something that I'm very curious.
Oh, boy.
I feel like this might be a little hot take, but I saw it this morning as soon as I logged on the gram. It was like a little news article. I was like, ooh, I got to ask Spencer about it. And why is the screenshot not here? Now I don't see it, but. Okay, so I got all the details. So woman with 9 months left to live asks husband if she can sleep with her ex one last time.
One? Like, does she know? Like, okay, I'm the spouse. Okay. Putting myself in the spouse's shoes.
Yeah.
The first thing that goes through my head is, like, why? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to sleep with your, like, mm-hmm. your ex? Obviously, there's, like, context about, like, the relationship that would probably impact. If it was, like, a fling that was just, like, mm-hmm. the best sex she ever had and she wanted to do it again, that would be different than, like, her first love or, you know, her, right. like, an ex-fiance or some shit like that. Then I'd be like, okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, has she already been in contact with the ex?
Yeah.
Does she know that it's a possibility? Because I'd have a big problem with her, like, you know, setting it up before getting permission to do so. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to be like, well, if I'm going to lose you anyways, I'm just going to lose you now and you can go out without me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's how I would be. Well, actually, I wouldn't even be asking all them questions. The fact that you would want to do it is enough for me to know. We're good. That being said, like, of all the things you want to do that, like, pop in your head, like, the ex, that's so weird to me, right? Like,
so weird.
Like, of all the things that you would want to, like, I'm trying to go to the Bahamas, I'm trying to go on a tropical vacation for a while, but yeah, if Mike asked me that, I'd
that's
be like
the first thing that comes up, then yeah,
we're gonna stay married though, because I want the life insurance, but yeah, I'm gonna be like, absolutely, babe, yeah, you totally can do that, and you're gonna need to live there.
Yeah.
Because we changed the locks here. Because somebody, like, that is so weird to me that somebody would want to ask that. I don't care any of the, I don't care if it was your first love.
I'm like, yeah, I don't go care right on ahead and then they can take care of your dying ass.
That's what I'm talking about. Because you're a little.
I'm not taking no time off work. No. I'm not
changing
taking
your diapers. Sit in your dookie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No remorse.
Sit in your dookie. Mm-mm.
I'm too petty for it. I saw that and I was like, no, she did not.
No, that's
ma'am. Can yeah. you not go to Utah or something, climb a mountain? You don't want to hike? Well, I thought that was weird. I wanted to get your little hot take on that.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat.
Okay. You would ask more questions than me, but.
Well.
But yes.
I'm
but
just
yes.
thinking, theoretically, I don't know that I would ask those questions. Just in my head
that's
in
just
a totally,
wild, right?
Totally theoretical conversation. I got questions.
We got to know.
But, you know.
But good luck.
If sayonara. I'd just be like, go fuck yourself. Right. Die alone, bitch.
That's right. Go have fun with Susan or whatever. I don't know. Whatever their name would be. Whatever.
He slept with his babysitter.
Gabrielle.
Oh, Gabrielle. Spicy. Sounds sexy.
She sounds like she'd be lining something up like that.
She sounds like a whore.
She sounds like she'd be lining it up. I watched Desperate Housewives.
Okay, so we just did a Patreon. We were talking about, you know, just yet another pre-K debacle.
Man, weigh in on that. Sound off for me to let me know if we're on track. Mm-hmm. Spencer, walk me through it.
And I think we are.
I think we have our decision.
But I put something up on stories last week and I was like, oh my God, this would make for an amazing episode. So I saw this meme. It was like a tweet. Mm. And it said, do you ever think about all the shady fucking places you went when you were like 15 or 16 and lied to your parents about and wonder how the hell you're actually still alive and not buried in a shallow grave, still clutching that UV blue. And I think about that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like when you want to know what keeps me up at night, it's where does outer space end and why am I not already dead?
I know. There were so many opportunities that I could have met Jesus and yet here I am.
Literally.
Isn't that crazy?
I think
terrifying.
Part of it is, I mean, we had cell phones, but it wasn't like it is now.
Right.
You know, it just wasn't the same. And so many people, I think, didn't have cell phones still. Yeah. But like, we used to drive to the local 7-Eleven. That was the spot. Everybody from all of the schools would go to this 7-Eleven because it was kind of like central. And we would wait and see where were the parties at.
Yeah.
That's where everybody would meet up.
We had a BP like that. Same thing. And they had a little car club.
Yeah. And then you'd just go. Mm-hmm. It would be, you know, people would roll up and be like, hey, there's a party in such and such neighborhood. I'd be like, okay. I don't know who you are in that vehicle, but okay, let's go.
Didn't even matter.
You'd roll up into a house party not knowing a single soul. Mm-hmm. I mean, the terrifying situations that I have been in.
I know.
And I'm like, this is why I like can't imagine having kids.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh my God.
And sadly, even when I was like in my early 20s, like when me and Jamie, when I've told you some stories about like me and Jamie, when we traveled, like we had no dollars to our name, like none, but yet we were in Miami trying to figure out a hotel, sleeping in a lobby, like just putting ourselves in harm's way.
Yeah.
Truly. Mm-hmm. For no good reason at all. Had no business doing what we did, but we were doing it.
I can remember when I first moved to New York, it was probably like within a few months. Which that alone, I mean, I found my roommate on roommates.com. Mm. Okay. That used to be a thing. Roommates.com.
Girl, I found mine on Craigslist. And me and her are still friends. Like she was legit. But I think this is when I had a little bit more credible. But honest to God, Craigslist. What?
Yeah. No.
Scary.
I had a lot of real sketch men and stuff trying to room with me and some real weird women too. And then I found Jack and I was like, she seems like a safe space.
Even people meeting up to buy stuff off Craigslist. Like,
oh, freaks me out.
But there was a time that we would be like selling a $400 cell phone and people literally died over that. I think I know somebody, I'll have to ask Mike, who like, disappeared a couple years ago to do like a deal like that, like to sell something. He's gone. I don't know if they ever found him. Honest to God.
Well, have you heard? There's a girl on TikTok who lived through the experience. She was pregnant and she responded to, I think it was a Facebook Marketplace ad. It was either Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. And the person was selling baby stuff and she went and the girl
took her baby, right?
Cut out her fucking baby.
And they went to the hospital and acted like.
Yes. She lived.
Did you tell me this or did we just talk about this at the beach?
We just talked. No, you and. Did you and I talk about it? Because I talked about it recently with somebody. Maybe it was you.
Was it on our live?
No, it wasn't.
Well, then they told me about it at the beach because we just talked about this at the beach because I was like, do what? Like, you don't go to the hospital with no blood or nothing. No, we talked about it last week at lunch. Did we not? Yes, with Mike. We did. That's when y'all told me about it. You and Mike were talking about it. Yes. But yes, wild. Like, you don't realize, like, girlfriend, you didn't have nothing going on down there. You just thought you were about to have a baby pop out of you and be like, oh, yeah, I just had the baby.
Yeah.
Like, the doctor was, you were going to pull one over on the doctor?
But I think of, like, all the weird, like, terrifying experiences that I had growing up. Like, we were at this one house party. I couldn't even tell you where it was. It was in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. We knew absolutely nobody there. Actually, I think that's a lie. I think when we got there, we did see one person that, like, we knew. I don't remember if they were from our school or another school, but somebody we did know. How we found out about this party?
Yeah.
No idea. It didn't even matter. We were literally in the person's house and somebody pulled a kitchen knife out and stabbed somebody else. Yes. And so everybody's screaming, running everywhere, trying to get out of the house. I didn't have my fucking shoes on. It's winter time.
Leave them.
People call 911 so we can hear the sirens coming. I'm going back in the house to go get my shoes and some guy grabs me by the throat, slams me up against the side of the house and punches me in the eye.
Great.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then somebody like grabbed him and threw him on the ground and was like, what do you need? And I said, my shoes, they look like this. And he went in the house for me and got the shoes so I could go back to the car. It was one of the craziest things.
I can't
believe
you didn't die for that either. Nah, nothing ever happened to ours. Like, it should have, but it didn't. But, like, you were trying to go, you were about to die over your shoes.
I still don't know. Was it the guy that stabbed somebody that punched me in the face?
Right. Did this make the news?
I have no idea. But when I tell you there was easily 200 people crammed in this little house, fucking blood everywhere.
Did the person die?
No idea. Girl, I'm telling you, we were at least 45 minutes, if not an hour away from our house.
You gotta Google like random.
Couldn't even tell you what year it was. Oh. I really couldn't. I can't remember if I guarantee I was in high school, but I can't remember how old enough to drive.
That is so scary.
So like, scary.
Girl.
Oh, we went home with two guys from 7-Eleven who we did not know. And they were like
getting rides always trips me out.
Oh.
In like Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Hey, where y'all going? I don't know. Where are you
didn't
going?
Think twice about it.
Got right on in the car, people.
Yep.
Guys and girls. It didn't even matter. Let's go.
Motels, parties, didn't matter. I'm like,
how we have toenails sick. Left on our feet from like not getting a toenail fungus. We'll never know. Drinking PJ out of a nasty ass bathtub. Also, ew, how do we have guts? Yikes. Can't wait to hear everybody else's.
Did you ever get roofied?
No. I almost said not on purpose, but I've never been roofied. So that wouldn't have been.
There was a frat house that we at Michigan State, I won't say which one.
Okay.
That we used to go to when we went all the time. Mm-hmm. Multiple times a week, we went to this frat house. Knew the brothers, we were cool, we partied with them all the time. Like, would never have thought that something would happen. So we went to one party and they said they wanted us, they had jungle juice, which I mean, you know, Gen Zers listening to the show probably may or may not know what jungle juice is, but
also drink that out of a bathtub.
Yeah, it was literally like a kiddie pool or a giant, you know, bucket from the hardware store that you just dump everything into. Mm-hmm. All kinds of booze, all kinds of fruit juice, soda, whatever. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
So you had to flash them to get a cup of jungle juice. Okay. Yeah. So all these other hussies are coming in the party and they're flashing them to get their jungle juice. And my friend Jen and I walk up and we're like, fuck off. Like, give us the jungle juice. We know them. We didn't think anything of it. Well, one of them definitely roofied me. And when I tell you, I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah.
It was like snow vision. I couldn't hear anything. I found a giant TV in the corner and I slept behind it. I like hid because I kept trying to tell my friends when I felt myself like
going out of it.
Yes. I said, something is wrong. I have to go. Like, I need you to take me home. And they're like, what's wrong? We just got here.
Yeah.
You know, they're all drinking. Yep. And I'm like, you don't understand. I was like, something is wrong. Like, and they're like, you're just drunk. I said, I've had one cup.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
It ain't it.
Anyways, yeah. I couldn't get anybody to take me home because they just weren't, you know, they weren't thinking about it. And we are not thinking that this place where we come all the time and we know everybody.
People. Yeah.
And we trust them that they're going to do something like this. But there was one, and he was just giving me some kind of attitude because we wouldn't flash them. And I was like,
he got mad at you. And so he gave you a review.
Guaranteed.
Sometimes Goldschlager hits like that. That's why I don't do that no more. And Jaeger bombs. See, I don't have any crazy stories like that. Me and Jamie ended up on a school bus one time that was a convertible in Miami. We cruised and it was during the Saints after party and they had lights everywhere on the bottom of it. And they had the music up so loud. She's going to listen to this and she's going to text me and it's going to be hilarious. And they start off with Bad to the Bone. It was burner, burner. And the lights would flash on the beat.
I can just picture it.
Yes. I have pictures of this. I'll have to show you. And it was like, burner, burner. And it was like, and let me tell you something. I don't know what they had pumping in that convertible school bus, but I was, I'm not mad about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was great. And we were like, yeah, we'll cruise. And then we learned all the Saints app. Some, who that said we gonna beat them Saints said who that. I knew the Super Bowl Mambo. I knew all the Saints parties. Couldn't tell me I wasn't a Saints fan. But that, like, I didn't have any, like, but I mean, ultimately, I didn't know any of these people. It was just random.
Well, that's just it.
They were like 45. They were our age now, but they were old to us then because we were 20.
Yeah. But I'm like, I think back on like things that happened and I'm like, it's just crazy.
Jesus ain't done with us yet, girl.
No.
We had a podcast to make.
Amen.
We're here to share the truth with y'all so y'all don't make the same mistakes us and these people that she's about to read did.
Yeah. Anyways, needless to say, we are not alone because
I'm glad you're alive.
hundreds of submissions of other people being dumb fucks.
So, listen, it is a rite of passage. I don't feel bad for making stupid decisions. I'm just glad I didn't die. I mean, really.
No, I mean, listen, I've got some good stories to tell. I have some horrific stories to tell. So, but I have stories to tell because I'm alive.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to dive right in and read some of these. I told Wendy, I said, I can't wait for you to hear some of these. These are funny. So this is one where I shared the first sentence on our stories. Said, my best friend and I went to Amsterdam on a total last minute whim while we were studying abroad for college. We thought we could stay in a hostel because, you know, college budget. Somehow the hostel we chose was just like the one from the movie. If you know, you know. We were scared shitless and disgusted and just could not sleep there. So as college kids do, we decided to go out and party all night anyway, and we'd deal with the sleeping situation when the sun came up. That was the best plan we could come up with. Anyway, whilst partying our asses off in Amsterdam, we met a guy who was alone, said he was a military guy, and we blabbed and told him our current situation, and he took us back to his hotel room and let us sleep there. When we left in the morning, we were like, what the fuck is wrong with us? Thank God he was an absolute gentleman, but we were completely wasted and most definitely should not have followed a strange man to his hotel room. Wait, it gets better. The very next night, we did the exact same thing. Had nowhere to stay, decided to keep on partying. We found another random guy who offered us his apartment that he was renting out that was currently vacant. We followed him and stayed at said apartment for the night by ourselves. LMAO, again, thanks sweet baby Jesus we didn't get murdered. Let me tell you, we were sloppy bitches having a blast, and in absolutely no way were we making good judgment calls. Moral of my story is Amsterdam people are so genuine and honest and friendly, but please do not do as we did. Amen.
Damn.
Okay. Like, that's the kind of shit that you do.
You know what's crazy is I just texted Jamie. I was like, so there was this guy, Chris. We went to Daytona Bike Week to work that for like a week or two or something. We didn't even get paid from these people, Star and Lola. They were fugitives because they were writing us bad checks. So we didn't get paid all week. So we spent all of our money to go paid to work Bike Week to make money that we didn't get paid because they wrote bad checks. And they were on the news for this. Okay.
Love that.
So Jamie found us a guy, Chris, on Craigslist. I'm pretty sure, I'm confirming now. And we stayed in his house. We didn't know him. And he packed our lunches every day. He had a sex swing in the closet. I didn't know what a sex swing was. He actually worked at a bar. And we woke up. There was Pop-Tart and Reese cup wrappers. We slept on an air mattress in his spare room. Never met this guy. He wrote us little notes every day. Good morning, girls. Have a wonderful day. Very kind. It sounds very, very similar, except we were in Daytona, which might have been more sketchy than Amsterdam. I don't know. Bike Week is wild. But I'm like, I'm pretty positive when you were reading that, it triggered that memory. I'm like, pretty sure she found him on Craigslist. And we stayed at this man's house. And then we went through all his stuff. We wore all his masks and stuff. We put face masks on. We have pictures of going through his, and it was a sex swing. I didn't know. She's like, yeah, that girl has this. We sat in it and stuff. Nasty, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Ooh, I need to go take a shower.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Other people did this, too. So it's not just us.
Yeah. There's a lot of drunk driving submissions. And, like,
I think everybody did that when they were younger, right? Right?
I mean, right? Sadly. No, I mean, listen, no. I definitely did. Sadly, mm-hmm. I wouldn't. Never, I don't even want to have a drink anymore and drive. But when I was younger, I thought nothing of it, which was disgusting and selfish and like, ugh.
But definitely drank and drove and like knew better, like literally knew better.
It was not that I'm excusing it by any means, but it was also a different time because now we have Uber and Lyft and
it's easier to make it more convenient to get a ride.
It's easier to make smarter choices now. Yeah.
There's literally no excuse.
Correct.
At all. Like at all. But correct. No, I, oh my
again,
God.
Not excusing that, but the fact of the matter is it's much easier now to make sure that you are not doing stupid shit like driving drunk.
But isn't it crazy how when you're younger, you don't really, even though I knew better, you don't think about dying. It's not like you get in the car and you think, I'm going to die if I do this, or I could die if I do this. It's like, you know better, like, oh, I'm not supposed to do this. But I don't know that my brain ever was like, oh, if I do this, I could kill myself or someone else. Like, I wasn't mature in that regard. And it happens all the time.
Well, no. And I think that's a very common thing there with like when you're younger, you're
invincible.
Yeah. You just don't have that same sense of like,
well, I'm going to be at every party that Fisher's at from the bushes. So I'm going to know if he leaves.
You and me both.
I'm going to be stalking him. Put on binoculars. Yeah. We'll look the part.
Black under eye, mm-hmm. ski mask.
You let him get in that car and I know he's had a beer. You better believe we're going to be hot on his ass.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Same. Poor Fisher. He's poor so Fisher. Fucked.
Yep.
Okay. So the next one. So this girl... I'm assuming girl, says, when I just turned 18, I worked for the biggest cheerleading company in the world, Blue on Blue with gold letters. If you know, you know. We worked camps in San Diego. Me and like 9 other cheerleaders walked across the border and partied in TJ. I'm from LA and I'm Latina, so even now realizing how unsafe that was because we didn't tell our parents, etc., that we were heading to Mexico was so stupid. We all ended up getting back safely and then had to teach a camp at SDSU of like 800 cheerleaders the next day. SOS. Also, soon after, there was an article in the paper and story in the news about how a girl from the US was in Mexico, gutted and stuffed full of drugs, and they tried to drive her across the border into the US. Insane. And I often think about how stupid and ignorant I was. I remember that the clubs we went to in TJ looked like someone's converted home that was turned into a club. And basically all the club and basically all the clubs connected to each other. There were people who would walk around with trays of blue alcohol and we were just taking them like Tic Tacs. Mm-hmm. We also took cabs to different places. We could have so easily been kidnapped.
Those are those stories that you look back when you're older and you're like,
guardian angels do exist.
Yeah. And your gut is just, it just sinks. Like you just think to yourself like, oh my God, that is insane. That's giving Claire vibes or Cher vibes when she was like, daddy, I'm not going to the valley. And it's like, get back here right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting Cher.
Mm-hmm. What comes along with summer? Sweat, dehydration, all those things.
Not pumpkins.
Certainly not pumpkins, but we've got what you need to beat the heat. And that's Liquid IV. Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier is a great tasting daily electrolyte drink mix that utilizes the breakthrough science of cellular transport technology to deliver hydration to your bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. When I tell you, it makes all the difference in the world when I'm feeling really parched, you know, when you just, you're thirsty, you feel it's dehydrated. Like no matter how much water you drink, you don't feel quenched.
Yeah.
A Liquid IV changes that completely for me. Favorite flavors for me, strawberry and grape, slap every time. Love them.
Watermelon, strawberry, but the sugar-free ones, I've been drinking those the most. Mm-hmm. I love those.
So, and as a bonus, it has finally happened. The sugar-free, we've been asking for it literally for years, and it's finally here. They've perfected the formulation, kept up the efficacy standards, and now it's available in white peach, which is delicious, lemon lime, and green grape, which is my personal favorite. It's set to be your favorite bevy of the summer and beyond.
Liquid IV is giving our listeners 20% off when you use code FAMOUS at checkout. Place your order at liquidiv.com and use code FAMOUS to get 20% off. Jamie just responded. We met him through that weird girl in Vegas. Remember, she came to our room after we changed rooms and she set us up with him. She had worked with him in Daytona before.
There
that
you
sounds
go.
Great because we did stay at a hotel that had gunshots outside the door in Vegas. So that's good.
All right. Neat. This one. Our senior year of high school, my best friend and I went to this super sketch club near Dallas during a, quote, teen night. This was circa 2009. And Lil Wayne and Cash Money was all the rage, LOL. Well, the song We Be Steady Mobbin', ghetto anthem of the decade, came on. And a bunch of people started fighting for no apparent reason. And people were trying to stab one another. And someone even shot their gun. It was wild. My friends and I ran to the car. And thankfully, nothing serious happened to us. But we witnessed one redneck kid with a really nice jacked up lifted truck get a brick thrown through his back window. It was wild. We drove off and got lost in deep Elm. If you're from Dallas, you know. We were running out of gas and barely made it to the gas station around 2 a.m. It was insane. Oh, and my parents thought we were at the movies and spending the night at her house. Well, duh.
We didn't ever tell them where we were.
Okay,
we were.
Can we talk about the 18 and over clubs, though?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How fucking creepy and they were.
Yeah, so gross. There's one in Chapel Hill. I don't know if it's still there. The Treehouse. It's upstairs, like this little skinny stairwell. It looks super sketchy in the daylight, so you can imagine.
But here's the thing. Like, I can remember going to the 18 and over clubs, like, when I was, like, 14 years old, like, 15 years old, like, high school. Like, we would go in when we were younger. But even if you didn't, you still have all these grown men that are coming and like grinding up on these teenage girls. It's foul.
It's so gross.
Why, when you as think like about a business that. Owner, you would allow
it should be like 18 to like 21.
That's what I mean. Like there should be a cap.
Yeah. If we can't get into your 21 and up, you can't come into our 18 and up.
Right.
Sorry, you're too. You've aged out.
But like, you know, there's no incentive to letting people under 21 into a club outside of drawing in other perverts who are older, who are going to spend money buying alcohol.
Right.
That like want to come grind on little girls.
Discount, you got to go. Like, that's so disgusting. Well, if you just watch how men, even now, me and a client, we're talking about how girls dress now, like little girls. Very revealing. I get it. It's a style. But if you just watch from a distance, the grown men that like gawk at these 14-year-olds, it's so weird, right?
It's fucking disgusting.
So it's the same. And like, you know, they're coming in, like you said, to the club to like see the 18, like,
right. Your 18-year-olds coming in aren't spending any money. So where's the incentive?
Right. They're X'd all over. Like,
can't drink caramel. You're using them as bait.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
It's really gross.
It is gross.
And as a kid, like, I remember my parents having a big problem with this one that like I begged them for so long. Like obviously I would sneak in, but then once I was old enough to go, I'd be like, let me go. Cause they would do teen nights, right? Like 16 or 17. Yeah. And I'd
that's
be like,
the only time I ever went,
like, let me go. And they'd be like, one, it's a terrible area of town. And two, like, no,
why?
Probably because they were smart enough to realize what would be the incentive of letting a bunch of teenagers in and not capping the age of the other people that can come in.
It's putting you in a weird spot for sure. Yeah. I didn't really go to that.
I went anyways. Yeah. I just didn't go with their permission, you know?
Yeah. See what Clad was doing at the bar.
Oh God. But the music really was good then.
Oh yeah, of course. You were playing Britney Spears pop music.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. All right. Met my high school bestie for coffee and homework. How pure. She tells me she's been talking to a guy and he wants her to come over for drinks and I'm cool to go with. We are 18. We go to this guy's house. He's a licensed bartender, allegedly. Uh-oh. Well, said guy also has four other guy roommates. We both drank so much we blacked out and only have photos from their bathroom floor where we broke their towel rod. And peed in their tub. We apparently called two of our other friends asking them to come get us, but couldn't tell them where we were. Least to say, one of the guys put us in the spare bedroom where I vomited red velvet cookies on their beige carpet. They left cleaning supplies outside the door for me to clean the next morning. We also left at 7 a.m. because I had class and my friend had a dentist appointment. Still not sure how we walked out of that one unscathed. Wow. Honestly, that's kind of funny. And I would have done the same thing. I'd have been like, bitch, I hear you puking in there. Clean it up.
That's right. The fact
that I don't even know you. Clean it
somebody's up. Somebody's mama raised them right, though. Cleaning supply. The fact that they even had them in their apartment is impressive.
True.
But that's very nice of them. What a stand-up guy. Yeah. Clean it up, girl.
I met several men in high school on the internet, and I would just go over to their house all by myself.
Smart.
Super
smart.
Met one guy, drove probably 2.5 hours.
Because he told you who he was, you know? So you had to trust it,
obviously. And then I pulled up, and it was like 2 a.m. Like, what?
Yeah. Because it couldn't have been Charlie in someone's basement.
All night long.
Oh, well, that's it? That's nice.
Yeah, because he was fucking weird. And I was like, I just need to...
Why didn't you leave?
Because
you were tired?
I was super tired. And I was like, I don't feel safe here or leaving.
So I'm going to stay.
I was like, well, I'm just going to stay. And stay. I literally was just waiting for him to fall asleep. And then I left. Oh. I waited for his mom to wake up because he lived with his mom.
Oh my God. Of course he did.
I was like, well, at least if someone else is awake in the house, he can't murder me. Well, he'd have to kill her too.
She would have to help him move the body. People ask that all the time. If I killed someone, would you help me do it, mom? Oh, God. Yikes. You could have been rolled up in an Oriental rug.
God, there's just so many times I should have been dead. It's a tale as old as time. It was 2003.
That's my year I graduated high school.
I was 17, working as a hostess at a breakfast joint. My friends were regulars and some eventually started working there too. We made friends with the slightly older than us line cooks. We all lived with our parents, so we often rented a hotel room in the cheapest motel, which also made it the sleaziest motel. One night, us girls were in the room while our of-age pals, ironically the motel was called Pals, got us booze. Once they got back, we heard chaos on the porch, so we went to investigate while double-fisting Kokanis.
What is that?
I don't know.
Kakani sounds bougie. It sounds too expensive for me in 2003.
We open the door and see guns pointing at us. I'm in Canada. No guns here. It was the SWAT team breaking into the room next door. Cops yelling at us to get in the room. It was intense.
Oh, my God.
I would have shit my pants. Yeah.
I still want to know what the Totani's was or whatever. Kokani's.
Okay, look it up.
All right.
I'm going to spell it for you. K-O-K-A-N-E-E-S. What the hell's that?
Wait, K-O-K-A-N-E-E?
Yeah.
It's popping up salmon. Oh, beer. Hold on. Beer's next. There's salmon and beer. Kokani beer is salmon. A British beer. I told you it sounded fancy, y'all. Kokani. All right, skip this one. Oh, I don't want no one-minute read. Yeah, it's from Anheuser-Busch, and it's sold in the Columbia, British Columbia.
Hmm.
Interesting. Wow. Nope.
Never heard of her.
Hmm. It's trading as Bud on the new... Wait, it's trading as Bud on the New York Stock Exchange. Does that mean it's Bud Light? Or Bud, I mean? What? I don't do stocks.
I don't know.
Y'all Google it. But it's also salmon if you... Oh my God. She had salmon sandwiches.
Maybe. Some tea sandwiches. Pinkies up.
Look. Double fist and sandwiches sounds more like what I would have been doing. I'm hungry.
This one... I'm going to die. Okay. When I was 18 or 19, I was a wannabe model. I would respond to Craigslist ads and MySpace pages of photographers, quote, looking for models or looking to build their portfolio.
Oh my God. Catch me on Model Mayhem. Is this me?
I was literally going to bring up Model Mayhem. Okay, hang on.
Oh my God.
I met multiple male photographers at random and secluded places to take modeling photos. One location was a large storage unit that the guy had turned into a studio. I walked in and he closed the metal door down behind him. One location was an old out of business bar restaurant that was shut down and off an old dirt road. So scary to think back now. Luckily, nothing ever happened to me and all the photographers seemed to be legit. Thinking back now, I should be so dead. What was I thinking?
Oh my God, I totally did it.
Mayhem. I want to know what millennial girl did not want to be a model and go on Model Mayhem and upload her best MySpace photos.
No, I had real ones, but you're going to die because for some reason, Model Mayhem popped up in my like memory bank. This was maybe 2 months ago, unless they've archived it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. 19. I guess it's been a while. Why did I have, look, my whole thing.
I guess it's been a while.
Oh, it says 38 now. See more details. All right, y'all. Skin color tanned. You better believe it. And let me tell you what I put. Also, I am a woman. I have curves. I am not a stick. I eat. I love my body. If you are looking to have a photo shoot with a pencil, you have the wrong girl. But hold on, look. All right, no. You're going to die. Oh my God. I swear to God. I said, I don't pick. You're going to win. But also, I need y'all to understand I was 5'2 and 105. Like, those are my stats. Like,
yeah, I love to eat. I got curves.
Listen to this. Are y'all ready?
Screaming.
So I was probably like 24. I'm into modeling and acting. I love photo shoots and getting all dressed up. I enjoy working out, competing in pageants, modeling, .. I'm easygoing and I love to have fun with different shoots. I just moved to the Orlando area from North Carolina. .. Basically, I'm looking to expand my port. I've done photo shoots and the person never gave me any copies of my work. That is rude and very and very unprofessional. I am not looking for anything but great photographs. I will list them on my website with your permission and I will also give you photo credit as well. Let me know if you want to shoot. Smiley face. I don't pay photographers. I see it as a compromise. I help you build your portfolio. You help me build mine. Please note, I am not interested in doing nude photo shoots. It's just not my thing. Thanks. And then I listed my TV and film. Y'all were asking me about my TV and film. God. And then my print stuff, my photo and live event stuff, my training and my awards. And then my theater and then my commercial. And then let's Twitter, MySpace, and my Facebook. Wendy Petty fans. See you in Cyber World. Oh, no. Look.
Oh, my God.
There she was.
Goodbye.
Oh my God. Well, she was sassy if I ever heard it.
She had a tune.
Bye.
She said, I'm fucking unbelievable.
This right here was sketchy. My brother won't move that one. It was somebody I met on Craigslist that took me to a parking garage and I went in a room and my brother was a policeman. I made him go with me and the man asked me to do something. My brother said, she is not doing it. I'm gonna let you know right now. But yeah, girl, she was a look, little silly goose tree. Peek-a-boo.
That looks y'all, like a senior photo.
Look, not jaw, but John no. Paul photography was ugly watermark. Oh my God, I'm so dead. I am so glad somebody mentioned. Not the selfie.
You have to
selfie.
Post some of these.
Spencer, I will. That was a Hawaiian tropic. Y'all, we were going to post some of these because I am so ugly and you couldn't tell me nothing. Couldn't tell me a thing. Not a thing. Look, I was Jessica Simpson.
I can't. Okay, but here's the thing. If it wasn't Model Mayhem, you know, DIY in the modeling industry, it was those fucking, what was it called? Barbizon or whatever that would set up at the mall.
Yes, girl. And they would take your money because we also got God. My family, okay. They take all your money.
I hope to God she doesn't listen to this, but uh-oh. I had a friend in middle school.
Okay.
Okay, I won't even say her name. And this girl, bless, she had a five head and then some. And like, not it, but again, you couldn't tell this girl nothing. Okay, she was stunning, gorgeous, smart, talented. She was gonna be a star,
right?
Okay, so I will never forget the day she called me and she goes, the day finally came, I got signed with an agency, I'm a model.
Get it,
and
girl.
She starts telling me about how the
Barbizon?
Barbizon at the mall. They saw her strutting through with her Abercrombie bag with her one, you know, shirt in the back, whatever, right. You know, with the writing on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And they stopped her and they said, you have to be a model. And I remember.
Not their sales pitch. They didn't hit her with the sales pitch. She, oof.
They did. And when I tell you, I was at my other friend's house. Now, my other friend, her mom, real fucking funny,
mm-hmm.
because she and this other friend, just like her, they say things that were so fucking rude and condescending, but would have no hilarious. Idea they were rude okay. and condescending.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what made it funny. This is the same friend who used to try all the gifts before okay. she would give them out, right? Yeah. She would buy a bunch of gifts, try everything. And the things she didn't like would be what she would give out for Christmas gifts.
Yes, I like her style.
Yeah. So her mom, I was at her house and I got off the phone and I told them and her mom was like, her? Oh no, she's far too ugly to be a model. That this is a scam. I was rolling. And then her mom spent an hour talking about how beautiful her daughter and I were and how we should be models. And I was like, this is why I love you.
Barbara Dunn would have signed y'all immediately.
But this girl's entire world changed. I mean, when I tell you she was so full of herself.
Hitting people with a Z-snap.
She told everybody under the sun she was a model. She just signed with an agency. You couldn't tell her nothing.
She's like, I'm going to be in the JCPenney's catalog this fall. Catch me in a Sylvester shirt.
She got like two print jobs in a matter of like 3 years, you know?
Yeah, she was killing it.
When she well known right now?
She basically famous?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. She shelled out so much money doing all the classes and the training. And I was like, I think this is not normal.
So I actually like, can't
you're supposed
believe
to be making you money.
Right. Well, that's what I was gonna say. I can't believe because John Robert Powers was the same way. And like, of course we all did it when we were younger. And then my mom was like, no, if you're going to be a model, they pay you. You don't pay them. And I really did have an agent that always said that to us or told me that she really did get me jobs that paid me. Now she got her cut. Of course, and then mail me my check 4 months later. But anyway, I can't believe I don't have that on my little thing because I used to be like, I forget how I used to tell people, but I would tell them like, I'm the model. You pay me. Obviously, I don't pay photographers. I see it as a compromise. Rude.
I'm dying.
Damn. Wow.
Cool. Oh, God, cool. That's good.
I'm glad we did that.
This might end up having, we might have to do multiple parts because some of these are good.
Yeah.
There was this time that I hung out with my friend and her friends from court ordered AA. Well, they all got hammered. And then my friend drove her car into the ditch in someone's front yard on the way home or with the same friend when we met guys at the county fair and we went back to her uncle's exotic animal farm. Or maybe in college when my friend had a party out in the woods and it turned into a brawl. Or when I'd stay out at a bar or party after my friends left, hit a parked car trying to light a cigarette and told the cop I dropped my phone, met a random dude off MySpace. Jesus Christ, 17 to 22 was a time of terrible choices.
I love it. You live, girl. You live through it. Like you said earlier, you got some stories.
Yep. Got some stories to tell. We used to sneak our parents' booze and party favors after everyone went to sleep, sneak out and have someone drop us off on the Blue Ridge Parkway to hike trails and, dang, quote, ghost hunt. We would be in jail or eaten by a bear or mountain lion, or we should be in jail, eaten by a bear or a mountain lion.
But also, what party favors?
Pills.
Oh. I'm like, what kind of party? Okay, I'm like, wow, what kind of like
streamers?
Okay, never mind. What kind of goodie bag? Did they put like ring pops in them or no?
And we never came home without a quote souvenir that used to be government property. Winky face. If we were camping, whoever fell asleep first typically got a firework mortar aimed in the general direction of their tent. What's that?
Say it again.
Firework mortar? Well, I don't know what that is.
Sounds like a potato gun to me.
And the smoking spot for kids at my high school was hiding behind the propane tanks because I'm sure they were hoping we'd just take each other out with stupidity.
School explosion. 14 teens died because they're... No, actually, let's not say they died. They blew their arms off because they're smoking. You would have been back there, wouldn't you? Lighting them up.
Yeah, let's be respectful. Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah. So dumb.
The fact that you live through smoking through, the fact that any of your people in high school live through smoking behind the propane tank. That's a tongue twister.
Ugh.
What?
So we went to a house we thought was abandoned, went inside and found mail, food, etc. that was 10 plus years old. One time we thought we heard a baby crying, got scared and ran out. The next day there was a crib out by the driveway. We moved a trash can one time to try and get in the garage. Next day, it was moved back to where it was before. Multiple things like this happen on the regular. Turns out, we think it was just a hoarder that actually still lived there because it still had electricity and running water, and we just kept going into their house while they were home.
Oh my God.
Okay, imagine how terrifying that would be, thinking a house is abandoned and then you go in and like it's somebody's, like, living there, somebody's home.
Especially like a hoarder. Like, oh. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I thought this was an antique shop. I was
just shopping. You would be quick-witted enough to think of that.
Ew, oh my God.
Ugh. I was 15 and went to a motel with six of my friends with a guy who bought us our alcohol and a guy in the room next to us called the cops. We all got arrested and had to go to court. I was on probation for 6 months. My mom refused to pick me up, so I begged my sister to, and she basically made me tuck and roll at the house when she dropped me off. Another time I blacked out, I was probably 15 and woke up to my phone burnt to a crisp, like deep fried, and told my mom it got ran over. That was the end of my weekends.
She's like, you're grounded forever.
What happened to your phone, though? Like, did you ever find out? That's weird.
I mean, if it was deep fried, and were you with a carny? Did it really get deep fried? No, iPhones can blow up, though. Don't you remember reading those stories?
I do, but I don't know.
But you probably would have felt that, or you would have had your hair singed on one side.
Yeah. I grew up in rural Southwest Iowa. There wasn't much to do, so we obviously had summer parties in cornfields. Whenever another car would arrive, we would run to the field not knowing if it was the local sheriff or another partygoer. We of course thought we could dodge an MIP by running into the cornfields. Instead, we ended up with those huge ass Doc Martin sandals covered in an inch of mud to the soles and making it incredibly challenging to run the next time. Oh, MIPs.
Probably had some good quads. It's a great workout. It's like running in sand.
Running through mud.
Look, that's like running in sand.
Yeah. We used to party at an old abandoned farm, and this one farmyard, we would go into the house and jump off the roof. So stupid, right? Well, my mom and I just went school shopping, and I got a brand new pair of silver jeans. I ripped the crotch climbing out of the window of the house. The next morning, I also noticed all the grass stains, so I washed them and told my mom they ripped while putting them on. She returned them, and I got a brand new pair. I mean, that sounds like a win-win.
Dang, yeah. And who took those back? It must have been Nordstrom. They'll take anything back.
Anything.
You can literally lie. I took some old Juicy Couture jeans back one time. I don't even think I got them from there. But they gave me a credit.
There you go. I remember this one party. It must have been my seniorish year, I think. I had this one white halter top, and that was like the white halter top.
That was the move always.
The move. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the summer, I looked like a piece of leather. I was so tan, and
yes,
my nipples didn't face the floor then. Mm-hmm. So I could wear it without a bra. And like, it was just, it was my thing, right? Yep. Low rise jeans, this white halter top. That was like my summer look. Yep. One party, I got so fucking hammered that I passed. I said, I just need a little snooze. I just need a little nap. And so I laid down on the grass and I took a little nap. It's like 9 o'clock at night.
Not in the white tank.
In the white tank. When I tell you the little place I decided to take a snooze, it was a tree where all the berries had fallen. So my white tank turned into a purple tank.
Ta-da.
I was like, what the hell happened? I didn't even know. I was like drunk.
It was dark.
And I was so mad. I went in the house and I said, I didn't wear a purple tank. I was so, so confused. And my friend's mom bleached it. She washed it and bleached it and got it as close to white as she could so that my mom didn't ask any questions when I went home the next day.
And you still had your tank. And I bet you still looked nice and tanned when you wore it.
Oh, yeah.
It was lavender.
Yeah, it was. It had a light hue.
But you know what? Lavender, lilac, whatever. It's having a moment right now. You would have been right on track. We should have kept all of our clothes.
Well, I couldn't fit so mad about my clothes, but, you know, cry about it.
Well, I had curves, so I don't know what to tell you.
I am not a stick.
I am not a stick. I am a woman with curves. Would you say
no, a pencil? Isn't that what you said?
If you're looking for a pencil, you have the wrong girl.
It's the attitude for me.
Same. Like, who did she think she was?
My God. Okay, so the next one, she says, ha, 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 high school graduation night. Went looking for a party and found what we thought we were aiming for. Bonfire, people, alcohol. Turns out it was a Viking cult. Not kidding. That is what they told us as they welcomed us to stay. I saw a cauldron over a fire, not the party we were expecting. I'm going to need you to Google Viking cult right now because
I thought you were looking at my crotch. Because when I put that down, you were looking at my phone, but it was sitting. I was like, not that girl. A Viking cult?
Viking cult.
It sounds like a person's name in the South. All right. Viking cult. Oh. Thriving cults are harming young people in Nigeria. Female Vikings are called Vikings. Is that right?
I don't know.
Or is it this?
I don't know. We're going to have to Google that. I'm very curious. No, that's weird.
Okay, well, I Googled Viking cult.
Okay, we'll do a couple more here. Went to Florida during high school right after the BP oil spill in 2010. My friend and I got shit-faced, went skinny dipping in the ocean in the middle of the night, and passed out on the beach with some random guys, woke up fully covered in oil and sand, worst hangover of my life.
You had sand in all the nooks and crannies.
Oil. I can get past the sand. I can't get past the oil.
Yeah. Dawn probably wouldn't even have cut that.
Oh my God. Imagine if they like had sex on the beach like that. Hopefully you didn't. Gross. That's, you know, I just can't. People are like, sex on the beach. There's nothing sexy about that.
Sand is tough.
Sand. Wind.
I felt the earth move under my feet. I got the chub rub from sex on the beach. Da-na-na.
Okay. As a 16-year-old, a friend and I rode an hour away to the beach with two Marines who were in their early 20s and stayed out late. That sounds familiar.
If you did that, if you were from North Carolina or wherever you're from, obviously, we all did that.
Well,
whoops. We were Marines. You had to trust them, right?
We grew up... Okay, so we our beach, like where we would go, like I grew up in Michigan. Mm-hmm. We lived very close to Grand Haven, which is where the Coast Guard is. Okay. So,
and also, like if they were Marines, don't they do like a background check or something? They're credible, right?
Yeah, sure. In other words, sure.
Isn't there like a screening process or something?
Yeah.
Did they ask them questions?
Yeah. Are you slightly unhinged? You're yes. Perfect.
Great. Mental issues? Check.
Yeah. So they went to the beach with these two Marines and stayed out late. Nothing crazy happened. I think back about what could have happened, though, and we were supposed to be at each other's house, so our parents never knew, which I think is really, like, just the moral of the story. Like,
we all did
would have been royally fucked because our parents thought we were somewhere we wouldn't.
We were being really good liars, obviously.
Obviously. Or our parents were just tired and they just didn't care.
My parents weren't even tired. My parents were young. Like, I was telling a client the other day, I'm 38. My mom had a 18 and a 17-year-old right now. Like, my brother already graduated. Can you picture me with an 18-year-old right now? If I was like, hang on, Spencer, let me go give Fisher, who's 18. Like, what? No. So she won't even tired. She probably just didn't like dealing with me.
Cause same. I mean, true.
Cause same.
Cause same. All right. So this will be the last one. So she says, oh, Lordy. So I was banned from seeing a certain older boy, but I ran into him late one evening. He was toasted, but we wanted to hang out. So he told me to drive his truck. First stop, field party. We make our way out to the field, and as I'm pulling in, there are other cars just ahead of me, and suddenly, there it is. The red and blue lights are lit up, spotlights flipping on, and kids running everywhere. I bust a U-turn and get the bleep out of there. Next stop, house party. He's giving me back road directions when he falls asleep. Bleep. I only know one way to get there, so I turn around. Oh, so I need to turn around. Did I mention I was driving a stick shift dually on a small town country road? So sleeping hot boy beside me has now fallen sideways. I need to shift, but his head is in the way. I tried to move him, but he's heavy, and I figure he's asleep, so he won't remember. I hit the gears, and his head hit every other shift. Make it to the house party. Hot boy wakes up. Everyone is challenged to handstands, and hot boy gives it a go. Nope, not good. He comes down crashing on their glass coffee table, shatters it just in time for me to realize it's almost my curfew. Load hot boy back up and head home. Only I'm not supposed to be with him, so I park his truck and his sleeping body 3 blocks away and run home. To this day, I have no clue how my own car ended up in my driveway the next morning.
Oh. Huh? Also, he was really tired.
So sleepy.
So tired. Ooh, that's always the worst when you like don't remember getting home.
Yeah. There are, I have a few stories that I don't want to tell on the podcast because they're embarrassing, quite honestly. Because they involve driving home under the influence and I don't approve of that behavior anymore.
No, we don't. Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, but one funny story that I do recall is we got home, I won't say how, and we were like, you know, when you get home from the bar and you're ravenous, you need food and stat. And I was like, I want mac and cheese. So I have no recollection of this. This is my mother's retelling of the story, is she came into the kitchen and my friend and I, this is my parents' home, by the way, so I came to their house to sleep in their basement.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Had an apartment, but I went to my parents' house with my friend. So my parents and my brother live in this home, and there my friend and I are stark naked in the kitchen making mac and cheese, except we're not actually making mac and cheese. It's just a cold pot of noodles because the stove isn't on.
So you're blind when you didn't turn it on?
No, we're just... stirring the mac and cheese. And my mom was like, go downstairs and put some clothes on. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And I will make you mac and cheese. And she said she made the mac and cheese and she came down and we were passed out on the couch. Mm. Still naked, but on the couch. So she just threw blankets over us.
Called it a day.
Yep.
Good night.
And then I'm pretty sure we ate the cold mac and cheese in the morning.
Of course, because that's so good. So and cold good. Mac and cheese slaps. Velveeta shells.
Yeah. But oh, man. So many tales.
We're definitely going to do this again, and we want some more juicy stories.
It is comforting to know that we're not alone in our stupid decision making, you know?
Right. I need to hear some, like, where you went to jail, or you, like, lost a foot, or you wrecked a car, that you're okay, obviously. Like, we want to hear really, like, ones that didn't pan out so great.
Yeah.
Luck wasn't on your side, but you didn't die.
Wow. Well, this will definitely have to be a part one.
Yes.
Because there are so many other good ones, and I'm sure that there are plenty more to share.
Hopefully this jogs some people's memories, because that's what was happening to me. Man, I was really thinking I was not a bad kid, and then we started doing this. I was like, well, dang.
I just need everybody to see your model mayhem photos. That's it. All right, guys. We'll post and share all the things. I still owe you my Coolio photo, so I'll get that up this week. And have a good one.
Have a good week. Soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.